Rima by Knowledge the Word Smith. Criminal syndicate, the World Health Organization, in league with Gates when he did his pandemic simulation. They have no soul. Trauma-based mind control. Prevent genocide 2030. They're coming once again for the children and the elderly. Nutrients declared as poisons. It's insane when nutrients can be labeled as toxins. We're facing an extinction-level event, ELE. Quaxines that cause sterility. Compulsory quaxination will be given the false term involuntary. PreventGenocide2030.org. I encourage everyone to go to that website and share it with every single person that you know, because we all need to sign that petition. I'm going to share a little bit regarding my latest upload on BitChute and Rumble. And of course, all the videos are in my Telegram group. The ones that I can't upload because it would just be too many. Let the powers that be, or parasites as they are now called, who think they are elites, know that we do not consent worldwide. Go to this website, PreventGenocide2030.org, and sign the petition based on your region. Share it with everyone you know. This is a worldwide call of action to everyone on Earth who wishes to preserve humanity. We are being targeted for elimination in a multitude of ways, regardless of educational level, financial status, ethnicity, location, age, religion, and everything else that divides us. We must unite on a large scale that's never been seen before and display our commitment to mass non-compliance, which is the only way to end this. This is a video compilation of Dr. Rima Labo that I put together. The first video explains more of what I just mentioned above. Keep in mind, she's been doing this for 50 plus years. Also, she used to treat those in power holistically. Keep in mind, they don't go to the doctors and nurses that you and most people see at the hospitals and the different medical centers. They go to naturopathic doctors and deal with herbal medicine and natural holistic healing methods. Okay? And she is one of the best, or has been world renowned in that. So she had a good reputation with people that have a lot of money, status, so-called power that they think they have. She has been warning humanity since at least 2009. And finally, after all of this time, people are just now realizing what she shared with the world then and now is the truth. Bravo for her determination and perseverance. She is a true hero. So I want to share with everyone what Dr. Rima Labo is doing. Also with James Roguski. And I also shared my album, Irrefutable Evidence of Crimes Against Humanity, with him, which he absolutely loved and was impressed with. And so thank you so much for your diligent efforts and hard work. So this is Dr. Rima's insights in regards to HR 6645 and S3428. There is hope. Two companion bills have just been introduced into the U.S. House and Senate to remove the United States from the United Nations and World Health Organization. But we need to shout our support to Congress. Click the link below to send emails to your elected officials, using them to support these great bills. So that's what's on this website, PreventGenocide2030.org. Basically getting us out of the WHO and the UN. So this is her take on it for everyone that wants to here. You can read it on this website. There's a link. But I know not everyone wants to read it all. So I'm going to read it for people that either can't see that well. Maybe they just don't want to. I'm just trying to make it easy for people to get this information. Push Congress to do the right thing. Get us out of UN, WHO, etc. Exit the UN, exit the WHO, or the hashtags. United Nations, World Health Organization. Tell Congress to pass the disengaging entirely from the United Nations debacle defund act. Take action now. And there's a link. Three U.S. congressmen just introduced companion bills to get the U.S. out of the UN, WHO, and all associated organizations and entanglements, which would include the utterly disastrous and legally binding International Health Regulations, IHR. Sponsors are Chip Roy, Representative of Texas, and Mike Lee, Representative of Utah, along with co-sponsor Mike Rogers, Representative in Alabama. You can tell your congressmen, women, to do the right thing here. Co-sponsor and pass this legislation right now. And there's a link. The bills H.R. 6645 and S. 3428 are identical companion legislation, and both call for getting us out of the rapidly emerging autocratic world government known as the United Nations and World Health Organization, and all the rest of the entanglements, organizations, policy systems, and institutions which are sapping our national treasury. We still provide 27% of the UN's budget. Our national strength, WHO directed our utterly unscientific and disastrous COVID-19 response, and our personal rights, whose One Health, UN's alliance with WEF, World Economic Forum, engineered food shortages, vaccine IDs and passports, worldwide surveillance, etc., etc. Senator Lee introduces the Defund Act, which is a photo of him. The UN and each of its subsidiary organizations and agreements is always wrapped in humanitarian newspeak, but like a whited sepulcher, I'm not saying it right, it is a channel house of worldwide, I use that instead of globalist, malign intent with a facade of grace and goodness thrown over it. And like a whited sepulcher, the closer you get to it, the stench of its corruption and rot is both unmistakable and undeniable. I'm not saying that word right, but anyway. I wrote WHO, WHO, the singing pig, not long ago, to take a dive into the reality of that bloated, deceitful, and nearly unimaginably destructive organization. It is a Sunday picnic thrown by the local ladies' cheerfulness society compared to the malignant depth of the United Nations. In fact, none of the worldwide takeover organizations has strayed off the path they were created to follow. World dominion by our betters and our utter dependence on them has always been woven into the long, slow, and careful eugenics design of the predatory philanthropy class foisting the system on the trusting public. By cloaking their real intent, world domination, in pretty words and inverted meaning, the United Nations has brought war and division, while the World Health Organization has brought disease and destruction. The IMF, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, has brought economic and social ruin and is fixing to do a great deal with CBDC social control. There is no agency or unit of this monstrous system which does not produce the precise opposite of its glowing stated purpose by design. The UN currently has the largest standing army after the US, trained largely by the U.S. at U.S. expense. Yet, U.S. authorities have little control over their utilization. The WHO is currently seeking billions of dollars to destroy our bodies, our options, our rights, and our economy. The IMF and World Bank are currently seeking to create a monetary control system that would enslave every human on Earth. Agenda 2030 is currently being instituted across the world to control, limit the movement, activities, and autonomy of every person alive, and keep the numbers of those very, very low. In short, unless and until the United States removes itself from the clutches, control, and direction of this organization, nothing that makes the U.S. valuable to itself, to us, or to the world can be preserved. And there's a graph here. How many international organizations has the U.S. withdrawn from? The U.S. has withdrawn or plans to withdraw from a total of 17 organizations and treaties in the last 38 years. Which I will save this photo because this looks like a really interesting thing to study. These bills, officially titled the Disengaging Entirely from the United Nations Debacle Defund Act, do much more than simply defunding the UN and its organizations. H.R. 6645 and S. 3824 would repeal the United Nations Participation Act of 1945, which established U.S. membership in the UN. Repeal the United Nations Headquarters Agreement Act, thus evicting the UN from its headquarters in New York City. Prohibit any U.S. funding for the UN and its affiliated organizations. Prohibit U.S. participation in UN peacekeeping operations. Revoke diplomatic immunity for UN entities and employees. Rescind U.S. membership in the World Health Organization and participation in any conventions and agreements with the United Nations and its affiliates. Prohibit the U.S. president from unilaterally entering into agreements with the UN or its affiliates. In his speech introducing these companion bills, Senator Lee said, "No more blank checks for the United Nations. Americans' hard-earned dollars have been funneled into initiatives that fly in the face of our values, enabling tyrants, betraying allies, and spreading bigotry. With the Defund Act, we're stepping away from this debacle. The UN also regularly attacks the American system of government. In just the past several months, UN agencies have issued reports attacking American law enforcement and conservative social policies while calling for changing the U.S. Constitution, imposing unconstitutional and Marxist policies, and deepening U.S. subservience to the U.N. Such attacks and power grabs shouldn't surprise those familiar with the U.N. and its history. From its formation in 1945, the U.N. was a project of the deep state to eventually achieve a one-world government. Its recent actions are consistent with its ultimate mission. Rather than remain a member of and provide billions of dollars in funding to an organization that regularly attacks the U.S. or United States and its system of government, American leaders must restore U.S. sovereignty and defend what the Founding Fathers worked to establish. And it's up to ordinary citizens through building an educated electorate to ensure that our leaders uncompromisingly defend our republic and God-given freedoms." And speaking of freedoms, while the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights grants rights that it can cancel, the US Constitution affirms that we have unalienable rights which cannot be canceled. There is no emergency exception to unalienable rights. The two are fundamentally irreconcilable, and the difference is critically important. If we value any aspect of our lives, our government, our economy, our society, or our families, we have no option but to make this effort by Congressman Lee, Roy, and Rogers our priority, and hashtag exit the WHO and hashtag exit the UN. Representative Roy said in introducing the House resolution this year, the United Nations corruption and its despicable brazen political agenda have been on full display. The UN doesn't deserve one single dime of American taxpayer money or one bit of our support. We should defund it and leave immediately. There have been cries in Congress to achieve the goal of withdrawing from the UN and its organizations before. 1981, Representative Larry McDonald, Georgia, introduced the United Nations Termination Act. Representative Ron Paul, Texas, famously introduced such legislation during his long tenure in the House. In 2022, Representative Rogers introduced the American Sovereignty Restoration Act. What is different now is that as the obviously dangerous and arguably insane Klaus Schwab with his psychopathic henchman Yuval Harari, COVID, and the diabolical impact of that manufactured and multifaceted evil, and the stunningly inhuman destruction of our children and our society under the tyrannical and utterly ruthless Agenda 2030 sustainability development goals, have reached a level of public awareness. We have what we have always needed to defeat these wretches. Us, our awareness, our determination, our recognition of what they want to do to us and what we will not allow them to do to us. And we have a new bill which each of us can help to turn into law to exit the death system. Step one, inundate your legislators with our support for these companion bills here, and there's the links all over this page. You will have the opportunity to call them once you have sent the email, edit as you see fit, and change the title if you like. This is about your freedom and future. You need to say what you believe is important. Step two, call your elected congressional representatives and tell them that you want them to support and pass these vitally important bills. Step three, record a 30-second video putting a real face to your demand. Step four, tweet a message to your congresswoman men so that they will get the message yet again and other people will see it as well. Step five, share the link as if your life depends upon it. Motivating others to take these steps too. Your life actually does depend on our getting out of the UN, WHO, and all of its foreign entanglements, as our founding fathers somehow knew. Step six, talk about this and find out more. Stay involved in this fight. Read James Roguski's Substack, jamesroguski.substack.com. Subscribing is a good idea. He always shares vitally important information, and check out stoptheglobalagenda.com. Of course, you know my take on the globe. This is your battle, and these laws are protective in vitally important ways, but passing them will be an uphill battle since the parasites, I'll call them, control vast resources, including the mainstream media, and in reality, the sock puppet in charge, you know, the one who sits in the Oval Office, will, in all likelihood, veto this act. That means that we will need a 2/3 majority to override the veto. And I believe in my deepest heart of hearts that we can generate that kind of support for this bill, no matter how corrupt or compromised our politicians are. Why? Because they are not fully in control yet. So we still have the benefit of massive public resistance shaping events, but only when we use it. So I propose that we keep them from ever getting the kind of control that these monsters are so close to consolidating. Let's do this thing called freedom, shall we? Yours in health and freedom, Dr. Rima, Medical Director, Natural Solutions Foundation. James Roguski has also played a big role in this PreventGenocide2030.org website, and on Substack he has listed all of the senators' Twitter usernames. So I took the initiative to go ahead and reach out to all of them. What I did was made one tweet basically addressing them all, and then under it posted their, it was about 100 Senate members' Twitter addresses. Of course, one of them failed to send, and I found out after a little digging that he had actually passed away, when that's Senator Bennett. So I let James Roguski know that as well, and I commented under his blog. And I just want to let everyone know that he has worked tirelessly to try to inform everyone about what's going on. What he writes: exit the United Nations and the WHO. I support the disengaging entirely from the United Nations debacle act, HR 6645 and S3428, which is designed to withdraw the United States from the United Nations and the WHO. Spread the word. James Roguski, December 12, 2023. So he has the links here. The two identical bills listed below would fully withdraw the United States from the UN and the WHO and all of their associated entities. These two companion pieces of legislation in the House and the Senate seek to have the United States exit the UN and the WHO and exit the WHO. Okay, so the co-sponsors as of December 15th, 2023, sponsor Chip Roy out of Texas, Mike D. Rogers out of Alabama, Thomas Massey out of Kentucky, Diana Harshbarger out of Tennessee. That's for the co-sponsors of HR 6645, the co-sponsors of S3428. As of December 15th, 2023, our sponsor Mike Lee out of Utah and Marsha Blackburn out of Tennessee. So he also chimed in and said, this is James Roguski, by the way, in my opinion, it is unfortunate that the sponsors of these identical bills chose to name them as they did. Please realize that despite their use of the acronym defund, these identical pieces of legislation seek to accomplish much more than just defunding the United Nations and the World Health Organization. And he has quotes here of the representatives, Chip Roy and Mike Lee, which I've read, I think previously when I was discussing Dr. Rima Lebo earlier on this podcast. So, with the primary elections just around the corner, now is the time to demand that your elected officials and candidates for those offices take a stand on the issues that are important to you. And he has a video posted here of Dr. Rima Lebo with Maria Z of Z Media, which is a very informative video. I've posted many videos of her on pretty much all of my channels. If you search through my Telegram channel, which is We Do Not Consent, just type in R-I-M-A Rima Lebo, L-A-I-B-O-W. Those videos should pop up. Also my Rumble and BitChute channels as well. And he says, contact your United States representative and all 100 senators and urge them to co-sponsor these proposed bills, which I did. I contacted all of them on Twitter, 99 of them, the ones that are still here. And you can, my Twitter is We Do Not Consent, but the O's are zeros. And that should be linked on my bio links at the top of my, actually, I know it's a little tricky on my podcast to post that link. But if you go to my BitChute channel, which is We Do Not Consent Worldwide, and you click on About, the top link is where all my links are, most of my links are. Under each video, I post a ton of links. Same with my Rumble. I have a lot of links under there, too. I have so many links that they don't always all fit under each video. But anyway, I made a lot of albums trying to inform people. Unfortunately, my memes have gone viral. I am the meme queen. I do love to put a visual to things to help people see things more clearly. I've tried to do this informing the public in a variety of ways. Pictures, videos, podcasting, everything else. And I'm not the queen of public speaking or, standing in front of a crowd of people. And it's never really been my thing. I've always been a little bit more private and reserved, but I've been pretty outspoken on all of these topics the last, 3-4 years now we're going? Going on the 5th year of the scamdemic. Anyway, so he writes quite a bit, and he has sample letters here that you can also send to them. You can call, leave voice messages, and yes, definitely check out James Roguski's Substack. Get on my Substack and click on Reads, and you can subscribe to all the people I'm subscribed to, which are excellent sources of information. And let me know your thoughts. You can always reach out to me by email at wedonotconsentworldwide@protonmail.com. Keep in mind, I have so many emails coming in on that account, so I'm a little behind catching up with it, but I will. Promise I will. Thank you for tuning in.